This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Good morning, I'm Steve N. Allen. That is Eric McIlroy. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Do you know what? It's amazing how we do one of these every single week. And every single week I still forget how we do these shows and how we start them.
Yep.
I have no ability to learn anymore. Welcome to the world of being a grown-up. So this is the show where we look at the news, do some stuff. I really should make better plans of this. But before we start looking at the stuff that's in the news today, it's time to wrap up the things we've seen before. There's now an online test that says it predicts the likelihood that you'll die. Last time I checked, it's about 100%, unless they found, like, Highlander or one of those dudes.
The Evening Standard has called for more to be done to end the destruction of cultural sites in Syria. They believe the sites have a better chance of survival than any civilians do.
Six members of a high school baseball team were suspended for having sex with a McDonald's McChicken sandwich. Wow, I used to get told off for playing with my food. Still, to be fair, I did the same once. I ordered the chicken, the guy serving said fillet, and we know the rest of that joke.
40 couples got married at the Festival of Love. The next time the couples will see each other will be when 8 of them divorce at the Festival of Mistakes.
London's sewers have the highest concentration of cocaine in Europe, according to a new study, and that's where we get the phrase, it's good shit. Hashtag fact. We're learning.
Yeah.
Right, hashtag in.
Sepp Blatter has resigned as president of FIFA, but is pleased to accept his new position as Middle East envoy.
And experts say office workers should stand for 2 hours a day. Southwest trains are helping with that. And that is my joke of the week because I've done it everywhere. Thank you very much.
That is a good joke.
Thank you very much.
And where has that joke been this week, Steve?
That joke has been... Let's bring a Mandarin on this. Because, right, I don't got to write that many jokes. But that joke did all right. So that joke has been the News 500 videos that we do.
Yep. At News 500?
On my Twitter. Tweeted it. Some people retweeted it. Boom, so it must be good. Done it on stage. Done it on some other radio stations. We should have did it on a sketch on another radio station. And it was in the Daily Star.
It was in the Daily Star?
Yeah.
Daily Star.
In what context was it in the Daily Star?
You know they've got the forum section at the back?
No, I do not read the Daily Star. Should I start?
You don't read the Daily Star?
Not even weekly.
What? You don't read the Daily Star on Sunday? That's a weird title for a newspaper, isn't it? Where they'd start doing a Sunday one. Just keep calling it the Daily Star. I mean, like, it was called the Daily Star when it was 6 days a week. If anything, inappropriately titled. And then when they launched the Sunday one, the one time when you can actually own the title Daily Star, they rebrand the flipping Sunday. Anyway, so... If anyone would like to use that joke, go for it. I put it all over the place.
So that's the joke that people are going to shout out. It's like a request joke.
Do it. If I could get that on a greetings card, that would be on there as well. So, boom, we've done some jokes. Now, this is the show where we talk about the news. We don't really know which direction it's going to go in. But thankfully, there is an expert in the world of radio. I'm trying to think of another way of saying that. A master of the broadcasting arts. It's Amanda. Hello.
I was going to say she can make it, so I'm here instead. Well, what's so it seems that you guys like to run a theme, I've noticed. Last week was nudity.
Yeah.
This week it's air travel.
A lot in common.
There's a few parallels, but there's a few stories around, some interesting ones. So Kate Moss had to be escorted from an EasyJet flight. I mean, I don't know what I'm more surprised about there, whether it's her misbehaving or the fact that she takes an EasyJet flight. She could not have to do that, right? She could have a private jet.
Well, you'd think, but maybe the bottom's fallen out of the supermodel market. In the old days, supermodels were raking it in, and this is what's upset me about this story, because we all know my comedy career, failing is probably one way to look at it, but I always thought when that stops, I'll do modelling. Turns out, no money in it, so I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
What?
No.
What?
Anyway, so that's the story. She can actually do with some advice from the guest that we're going to be speaking to.
Linking it together.
There we go. Expert. She is an etiquette expert. It's Liz Brewer, and she's going to talk about what you should do if you were to be upgraded on a flight. Now, that's never happened to me. I did once when I was going to New Zealand. It's a long flight, and I thought, I'm going to try and get upgraded. And I just asked them behind the counter, I said, what do I do to get upgraded? And he said, pay us more money.
Oh! So, damn!
Did you say it like that, or did you say, what do I need to do to get us upgraded?
Well, I didn't say it like that. Should I have said it like that?
No, not like that.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to get upgraded.
you don't know until you try. What do you do?
That's going to upgrade my breakfast to out of my body. That's what's going to happen.
Well, maybe you should ask Liz today if that's an acceptable way of asking for an upgrade. Because she's going to be the expert on that, right. And so she can give us all some advice. Also, there was this story of the guy that actually found it cheaper to change his name by deed poll rather than have to correct the mistake that his girlfriend's dad?
Yep. Or something like even girlfriend's stepdad. So
right.
It was really confusing.
So he booked the wrong name, basically, didn't he? And so then this guy found it cheaper to actually go to Deepole, change his name rather than change it on Ryanair.
Half price. It was below half price.
It was, yes.
But then you've changed your flipping name to save yourself 112 quid or something.
So surely he's going to have to pay to change his bank.
Or he just changes his name back. But then for roughly the same cost. But he did get in the newspapers. In fact, I think he was on Friday's copy of the Daily Star, whereas page 22 featured a very good joke. I can't remember the details. Very good joke.
Well, I mean, so off the back of that, it'll be fun to get people's nightmare airline stories, because everybody's got them, haven't they?
Well, I mean, I'm a delight when I fly. But
I'm sure you are, Steve, but it's everybody around you that's the nightmare.
It's almost like that's the voice in my head. That's what I say to myself every day. I'm fine. It's the other people who are beeps. Nightmare stories of flying, you can tweet at Fubar Radio and you can call 0330 223 0200. Not right now because Amanda's in this studio right here. What else is on the show?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a show without, you know, this show without some reference to nudity. So you're going to kick off with nipples?
Oh, what? That's an odd phrase.
Apparently, there's some US senators caused a bit of a fuss because he's just been deliberately obtuse, saying, well, what do if women, you know, want that? We want everything. We want it always, is basically what he's saying. That if one minute we want to strip off, apparently, then, you know, we're getting all uppity about getting objectified. So anyway, you guys can explain a bit more about that story.
If it's an American thing, we know who put that in the list.
And also going to be touching on sex toys.
What?
Ooh. At the end of the show.
Is that a special trick? What? Have they put the webcam back in this place?
I'm just going to leave that as a cliffhanger.
I don't remember that, but I'm looking forward to it.
Touching on the sex toys. For luck, probably. Beautiful. Well, thanks very much. I think we roughly know the direction we should be steering this in.
Hopefully, yeah. And I'll, as and when more things pop up, I'll let you know.
That's what I love about this. That's what I love about this show. If you have any ideas of stuff to talk about, you can throw those into the mix as well. Tweet at Fubar Radio and call us on 0330 223 0200. Already up on the board, we have the issue of bad flying experiences, airline nightmares. We need to find a phrase like airline, something else that begins with an A for assonance. People think it's alliteration. It's not. It's a vowel sound. Boom, we're learning. What? Mm-hmm. So, a phrase. Flying faux pas. No. All right, we'll work on that. And you're staring at me like you've got no idea. Have I had a stroke and I'm doing this show in Czechoslovakian again?
No, I think it's an interesting direction, and I look forward to seeing in the fruition of your thoughts and the results.
Thank you very much. And, of course, if my thoughts come to fruition in a good joke, I will peddle that crap everywhere.
That's true. Make it a greeting card.
Yeah, well, more on that in future weeks. So, before we start into the show properly, Eric, any other updates of things that have happened in your exciting week?
Nope.
Okay.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. Some news, some jokes.
Good morning, I'm Stephen Allen, that's Eric McIlroy, and welcome to Some News on Fubar Radio. If you're joining us for the first time, we have wasted weeks. Where the flip have you... So, I'm off topic. This is the show where we get news stories, we have a look at them, we see what's been happening in the news. Let's delve into the first one. Take it away, McIlroy.
Governor Mike Huckabee is confused about when women should be topless. If you don't know, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is declared he's running for president.
Has he indeed?
He's run before. He's running again. And he's had a lot of conflicting thoughts about topless women and feminism that have recently resurfaced.
Mm.
Because basically, the Republican presidential candidate, he's had trouble reconciling feminist efforts to get things like the British tabloids Page Three Girls off
of page three.
Yeah.
With the campaign in America to kind of, which is called, I think, Free the Nipple or something like that, where they say that there's nothing wrong with women being taught.